You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with greater insights and inspiration and motivation to go deeper, to reach higher, to remember that we are always dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are in a now moment that requires us to pay attention, to give it attention, to come to attention, to be in a place and space where we are consciously, intensely intentional in doing that which is ours to do in this now moment of eternity, in really caring to go deeper in the light of the truth of the all that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. For we live in a day and time that a lot of people are really being manipulated through media, through commercial media. Even those who are part of it are still influenced by what they say and what edicts have come down from the government. But I am the one to remind us that first and foremost, we are dwelling on a planet that is suspended in nothing but eternity. And there are absolute and eternal laws that govern all of our being directly. And even though there are ones and ones who ignore the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence and the laws that govern us, and they have put themselves in a position to be government and have been vying for selection and election to these positions and whatnot, we still each are going to be held accountable to our obeyance and obedience unto absolute law. And because there is absolute law, it matters that we care to be harmonized within it, because there is no greater leverage over fear, insecurity, and manipulation and consistent intention by those who are government and by those who are investors in the corporate deities of death and genocide that is being perpetuated through a free enterprise and capitalistic system. We're in a now moment where we realize that those ones who have legislated and perpetuated and sown the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, they have to really experience the harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And that's not only going to impact and affect the ones who have succumbed to their products and their manipulations and working as managers and those ones who are the perpetuators of these systems of oppression, but it also will impact them and their families and their lineages also. And I know it's hard for many ones who have been privileged, who have been a part of the founding families of oppression, from the Queen and all of those ones who are part of those lineages and the Rockefellers and now Gates and these ones who feel as though they have been authorized by the intelligence of existence to practice and be gods here. And so therefore they have generated what seems to be unprecedented wealth over time, trillions and trillions of dollars in the enslavement of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the land as well as the people and the populace. So we, the people, are in a now moment where we realize that situations and circumstances and conditions are temporary, but there is eternal order. And there is the actuality and the factuality of truly being under the auspices of an eternal government And we are being selected to participate as the vehicles and vessels of its absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, to dwell in an absolute peace and poise and prosperity on behalf of the whole of existence itself, for the revitalization, regeneration, and the exaltation of a fallen humanity in this now moment. Sometimes it takes people to really have their backs up against a wall before they come out with everything they have. Sometimes it takes being in a place where you are realizing that something is truly wrong. But those of you who are putting on your mask and you are allowing yourself to dwell in fear so that we're creating more divisiveness and insecurity and whatnot, I'm telling you, we're in a now moment where you can step out of that and step into the light, come out of the dark, come out of the insecurity, and come into the sunshine to realize that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that blazes the sun and has the world turning and everything growing. And these people have selected this period of time to put us in a place of manipulation so that they can go ahead and be in the progression of what their agendas have been for generations. But they could not really estimate or guesstimate the God factor, because they don't think that anything or anybody is greater than what their own objectives are. And we were told to everything there's a time and a season. But the reality of it is that the times and the seasons are temporary. But the order of the eternal has always been in effect. And there have been always those who have been the ones who have been the messengers. Those who have really applied themselves, come away, did not pay attention to the ways of the world and the governments and the kings and this and that, because they were paying more attention to that which beats their hearts and that which breathes them. And it's only been one absolute and supreme presence this entire time, from the beginninglessness to the endlessness. And we are always in a now moment of eternity, and we will always be held accountable to our attention, our obeyance, and our obedience to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were told we can't serve two masters. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that those ones who are manipulating you through the media, who are telling these lies, that if they really truly were concerned about the people, if they truly were concerned about great numbers of people dying from one thing, then they would not continually have alcoholic beverages and tobacco and whatnot legal. They close the churches and let the package stores be open. So I'm saying this is a methodology of an antichrist frequency and energy to have us in divisiveness. We can't gather, we can't socialize, we can't do this because they say so. Really? You give these people authority in your life when you are under the authority of that which is life itself and the order of life itself, and the lawgiver is not men. And those who are kind of men, because those who have lost their humanity, those who are delusional to think that there is some prosperity they can have at the detriment of everything and everybody, that they will dwindle down the population of over 7 billion people to 500 million people, and then they can survive it. They don't understand that they do not have the authority of the intelligence of existence to undermine the intelligence of existence, because there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and we each have been gifted it. And so those who've been educated, who have lent their time, their talent, their attention and whatnot to be the ones who have fabricated and brought all of these things, the scientists and the ones who've manipulated all of the viruses and created all of this stuff and worked for the CDC and the World Health Organizations, and all of these ones who are co-conspirating in the oppression of our global humanity, of which most are melanin-dominated people. We're in a place now where we, particularly those of us on this North American continent, have to come to a point if we care to really, really have a generational contribution to the wholeness and to the wellness. So you can choose, you understand, but to choose anything other than life is to choose death. To choose anything other than light is to choose death. To choose anything other than being completely aligned with the intelligence of your being is to choose death. Now, in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? And where the sins of the fathers and mothers are visited upon the children, if you have children, would you want them to be facing tragic dates with fate? And for those who've been influenced and have been manipulated into vaccinating your children and seeing the delayed speech and the delayed mental development and the autism and other issues that have come as a result of it, would you really prefer to have so many more children affected by these things? I'm just saying is that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our responsibility is in the exaltation of life. And in order to exalt life, we have to be in a place where we care to exalt the harmony of the whole. We have to be in a place, if we would do it and do it the way that it needs to be done, where we will consciously seek the way that is the light that facilitates the greater good and the greater unfoldment and development and the progression of our lineages and the progression of our humanity and our global populace directly, but to serve those forces, what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flour, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals, the biotech, engineering, and all of that, to the point where you are not exalting a full life's urge, that you are being manipulated. You're just a pawn in the scheme of those who have very little light, very little love, very little anything that matters, because one, they will soon cease to exist. There is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that you can launch an agenda to kill almost everybody on the planet and survive it. And for those of us who are living and understand that we are not in a place where we can truly be happy as long as we are a detriment to ourselves, then the responsibility is to repent from our sinfulness, to come to a point and place where we will no longer undermine ourselves, consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly to no longer doing that which is detrimental. And so the alcoholism, the drug addiction, all of this is something that can be overcome. And where we have seen our parents, you know, when we were growing up, the fussing, the fighting, the molestation, the incest, all of this came as a result of how defiled their blood was from the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot. And very few people ever ask what makes a people feel entitled to be able to beat you and rape you and hang you and slave you and all of this. I'm just saying is that it is such an aberration. You know, people think, oh, well, the competition and enslavement, it's always been there. Men have always warred against one another, and men have always spilled blood. And we grew up watching white people kill themselves on television and whatnot. We grew up with the reality of seeing how history has shown us the hangings, the beatings, the whippings, this and that we've endured. But now to be in a place where everybody sees that they have been under siege, it's not just melanin, it's not just black people. It's everybody, and even those who were hanging us and beating us and raping us and whatnot, they were in and are still in need of liberation as much as anybody else. Because there is no way to truly benefit in life when you are not committed to the laws that govern life. And we're all doing time on Mother Earth because we are in the school of Earth residency, so that we're able to master this realm. That is the realm of temporality, corporality. But it is still governed by spiritual law. And as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that are gifted to this planet through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, it is time for us to really enhance our perspective and our conception about where we are in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are to perfect ourselves and harmonize ourselves as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which would allow us to walk in the consciousness of our own immortality. To know that this is a place for us to master ourselves, to grow ourselves, to practice the laws, to love life, to come to a place where we become radiant in it. We are transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good, realizing the oneness of life and working towards a perpetuation of that oneness, regardless of what hue of people we are, to come to a point where we're willing to put down our weaponry. We are realizing that we can't fight and kill other ones and then not suffer from it. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Those who live by the gun will die by the gun. Those who live by murdering and killing will be murdered and killed. I'm just saying is that the billions of creatures that have been usurped, that have been created and bastardized and poisoned and whatnot, and then their carcasses fed to people as happy meals and this and that. Don't think that we will be able to literally rejoice in being an exalted humanity feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals as if you were buzzards and vultures. You understand? But that practice of feeding off of the flesh of other ones, to love the spilling of blood, the taking of blood, just to be in a place where you ain't happy unless you killing and warring and fighting, and you understand that whole frequency and energy is created because of the violation that's charged upon the blood with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and crocodiles and alligators and monkey brain and bats and penises and of all of these things. I'm just saying, we're talking about a global humanity that has fallen from the graces of being the light bearers and being in harmony with the laws of existence because they kill. They deny the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And as a result of that, combined with all of the processed foods that they are consuming, the wheat, the oats, the rice, the noodles, the pastas, the breads, you understand, the cheeses, the eggs, this creates so much mucus in the body, it becomes like paste and glue in the system. And so when we look at the flesh eating and the mucus producing process food stuff, it's not really food for intelligences of existence because we are literally all breatharian first. We have to breathe. It is the breath that enlivens us. It is the breath and the air that has so much there that it is beyond what we can see. But we could not live except by virtue of our breathing. This constitutes the common unity and the harmony of us as beings directly, regardless of what hue of people we are. And we are all divinely designed and designed divinely to be vehicles and vessels of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be the progenitors and the perpetuators of lineages, to exalt a full effort in our living, to know our food, to excrete our waste, to know our kind, to literally use the light of supreme intelligence that we each have access to create win-win situations, communication, language, thoughts, you understand, all of this so that we each are able to bring our gifts, our talents to the world for the benefit of everything and everybody, not to the detriment of everything and everybody. See, there's only absolute and supreme intelligence. And to misuse it and abuse it, to manipulate it to the degree to which you create poisons. You understand? What value do you have in the world to just be poisoning people? You're completely expendable. There is nothing that you can do in the world that makes sense if you have no regard for the intelligence of existence and the order of existence. Your class or your race or your hue or your pedigree or your lineage does not authorize you to do that which is unlawful by virtue of the laws that govern existence. You're talking about lineages of people that have the right to be completely wiped out as a result of the sins of their forefathers, against life itself, against humanity itself, against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. There is no way in hell that you'll be able to survive it. And so we don't have any grace and protection by virtue of our blackness. We don't have any grace protection because of our impoverishment. We don't have any grace and protection because of our ignorance. We don't have any grace and protection because of our whatever. Our grace and our protection comes as a result of us being wholeheartedly, intensely intentional to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the exaltation of life, and our being ordered within it, where we are aligning ourselves with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where the edicts of a wicked people have no power in our lives. They have no authority in our lives. And if you give them authority in your life and you continue to be in violation of the law that is love, then you will get exactly what you deserve. Now, we and I want you to come to a point and place where you really care to be in a place where it really matters to you. That you live in the love of life. That you exalt a full effort, that you are laying foundation for the perpetuation of your lineages, exalting life, loving life, radiating and reflecting the truth of life, the harmony of the wholeness, doing that which is truly in your own best interest, in exalting a full effort in your living. Reversing the issues that have crystallized in your tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, and coming to that point and place where you truly, truly care and will exalt an effort on a daily basis, just like you brush your teeth and bathe the outside of your body, including your anus, to cleanse the inside of your body, your whole digestive system and all your lymphatic systems and your respiratory, to be in a place where you are bringing life into your system, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, so that you are literally creating a greater wholeness and wellness within yourself, within your cells, that there are no forces or bosses that have a greater power in your life than you do. There are no edicts that have been issued by those ones who are greedy, those ones who are sneaky, those ones who are liars and bastardizers and usurpers and subjugators and dominators, that they have no power and authority in our lives except we give it. And how it is that a few people upon the planet can make a determination that they have the right to eliminate over 90% of the people on the planet. Now, the issue is this, is that there is purpose in existence. And where the people have lost their inherent purpose in existence, they have truly lost about everything, because they've lost their connection to destiny. Destiny is off the planet. The planet in and of itself, we are spinning in space, and the space in which we in is eternity already. And so we did not emanate from the planet. We have come to the planet. And so at funerals, it says, from the dust you've come, from the dust you'll return. And people think it's the dirt. And I'm saying, no, it's the cosmic. And so this is school for us. And people are still wanting to pay all of this money to go to school. And I'm saying, no, life is school. Let's learn our lessons. Let's apply the lessons of love. Let's apply the lessons of creating the order and creating the harmony with that which is cosmic. We are citizens of the cosmic. There is no nationality that is greater than being a citizen of the cosmic, being one who is aligned with the forces of existence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which beats your heart, breathes breathes us and has designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto it directly. And where there are many of us, where there are masses of us who care to be in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, there is nothing that these people can do to us because we're not participating. There's an affirmation that I give with my clients is that the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. There is nothing that can work against us. Everything will work towards our greater good, particularly when we are wise enough to do nothing detrimental to ourselves and ourselves. And having participated in a system of adulteration, then it's necessary for us to go through that process of repentance, to no longer lust for the things that have literally undermined us, to create the inebriation, the intoxication, the violations charged upon our blood with the rot of other beings, the alcohol and the drugs and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. These things will never, ever promote the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization for the cellular regeneration. So you have to choose. Well, you don't have to, because if you're already on the path of death and you don't choose to do anything different, you've already chosen. The issue is that you would have never, ever fulfilled destiny. You would have never walked in the fullness of the gift that you are to the planet. And so I'm the one who really cares that we care to do that which is truly ours to do, that we care to be disciples of truth and bearers of light, that we care to honor the lineages that we represent by consciously caring to invoke and call forth the greatness of them, even though we may not have seen the fullness of the greatness of them. But for those of us who know that we were loved, for those of us who had the benefit of some grace and protection, we had housing, we had food, they did the best that they could do for us. But the intelligence of existence is always there first, and we have a direct connect to it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. So is it a wonder that they would have you wearing masks that would inhibit your oxygenation and your breathing? That this coronavirus, all these viruses and bacteria, you are already steeped in viruses and bacteria, of which the coronavirus is just one virus, right? But it's not strong enough to take you out. The thing that is inhibiting or giving you the vulnerability to whatever it is you suffer from is because of what you do on a daily basis that's creating blockage and obstruction of your nerve force in your brain and your spinal cord and the energy that really keeps you going as an electromagnetic field of energy and personality and all of that. But you are creating blockage and obstruction in your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your endocrine system, your lymphatic system, your digestive system, your eliminative system, your reproductive system. You understand? So if you're blocked and obstructed, and you're creating the blockage and obstruction, you understand? So this next thing that I can anticipate happening as a result of how many have been raised on the flesh of animals that were fed the flesh of other animals in this human form of mad cow. See, this thing they're talking about affects your respiratory system, your breathing. So the bronchitis, the pneumonia, people have already been dying from all of this. They have filled up on so much starch and so much poison that their bodies just cleanse, try to cleanse. Now we have to be wise enough to facilitate that cleansing, to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. You'll never have anything greater than yourself. There's nothing you can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than the who that you are. And these people did not create you. They didn't design you. They really don't have any power over you. Now, as masses of people standing up, no longer serving the forces of stupidity, inebriation, intoxication, and whatnot, yeah, well, we have the opportunity to create a whole new world. The issue is, will you become a whole new you from the inside out? Now is your time, and you have the support. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Thank you. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And I'm always so grateful and so thankful to be present and to have access to these airwaves to encourage you to realize that there is one real eye that truly sees. And there's one absolute and supreme intelligent that is intelligent enough to do nothing to undermine itself. And if we care to be wise in our living, we would be harmonizing with it, as opposed to our following the protocols of a people who have already proven that they do not have anyone's best interests at heart. So to think that after so many wars, and so much bloodshed, so much weaponry and the manufacturing and distribution and selling of guns and things, the pandemic of heart disease and diabetes and obesity, stroke, cancer, and pharmaceutical misuse and abuse, and the trillions and trillions of dollars that are being generated in the undermining of the life force of people, the cellular oppression, the assault at the cellular level with nitrates and nitrites, artificial colors and artificial flavors, BHA, BHT, all the synthetics and all of the pesticides and herbicides and whatnot, that with all of that already accumulated in your tissues, that you will continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and eat all of this stuff that is not food, that your body does not recognize, and you see yourself blowing up, overweight, not feeling well and whatnot, and have a poor quality of life, but you spend so much money supporting these ones whose businesses they are, who have already proven that they don't have anybody's best interests at heart. Now they want you to line up and get tested for something that you don't even know exists, but the pathogens that are already in your body as a result of feeding off of carcasses, those are there, but then you want to be ignoring the reality of how much toxicity you're already carrying. You can see it in your eyes, you can see it in your fallen hair and your missing teeth and all of these things that we see as we are under a system of capitalistic exploitation and biological and chemical and psychological warfare. And so our right response is to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are able to be revivified in the light and the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. See, it matters that we care to get into alignment with the intelligence of existence, because the detriment that ones and ones have already sown seeds for through sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and violation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and all of that, there is a price to be paid, and that price is to be paid with ones and ones' lives and the lives of their children and grandchildren, and them being probably discontinued for practicing and being in existence for the rest of all of eternity. I mean, if they themselves would sentence a man to life imprisonment or the electric chair or execution or whatever for taking the life of one other one, you understand? Then what is the price to be paid for the violation against billions of creatures, the murder and the slaughter of ones, and then the selling of their flesh and carcass as food, and the advertisements and the commercialism that is sublimating you with directives and whatnot to do that which you would ordinarily do as an intelligence of existence? What is the karmic debt for the disenfranchisement and the displacement, the subjugation of our indigenous families on the North, Central, as well as South American continents, the continued violation against Mother Earth and Mother Nature? And so I'm saying that those of us who would care to be wise, we would care to align ourselves with the intelligence of existence, to go forward without being in violation of ourselves and the divinity of existence and the divinity of our own being, because it matters that we care to rise in this now moment. It matters that we care to be alive in this now moment, that we care to be thriving, to be living, cultivating the wealth of ourselves and being resubstantiated as some of the most dynamic spirits on the face of this earth. We're in such a beautiful time in light of and in spite of the manipulation and the lying and deceit that goes on in government and science and all of this, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and his control over the World Health Organization and the CDC and any of these other ones who would posture as if they have the global well-being of humanity and Mother Earth and Mother Nature at heart. But if they did, then they would not be poisoning people with the vaccinations and whatnot. They would not be creating the kind of legislation that absolves them of any financial or other moral responsibility for any of the repercussions and consequences that come as a result of children being given these shots, these series of shots. And so I'm saying to us and saying to you that if you don't care to live, then care to be on the right side of this now moment anyway. And if this is the last few years of your life and you are resigned to be in a consistent state of decline, then leave the doctors alone. Stop doing the pharmaceuticals and the medications. If you don't care to honor that your body is divinely designed and has a requisite for particular things to accomplish optimum cellular functioning, then just do what you love to do and enjoy yourself. But all of these pharmaceuticals and the money that is invested in it, the billionaires have invested in death. And so death is coming. And it would not be the natural finality or fatality of those if you were really exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. And there has to be something else motivating this other than a desire for money. And people say, oh, well, sister, you know, they do it for money. I say, no, they don't do it for money, because if they were really about money and wealth, then they would be about order and law. If they were really about money and wealth, then they would be about the practical application of love in life. Because there is no greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves, as these points of an absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present and supremely intelligent enough to be able to tap into the divine mind of creativity to bring forward whatever is needed. But we would not be destroying the integrity of that of the planet that hosts us. We would not be in a place where we would be undermining the cellular functioning of children with the artificial colors and artificial flavors and white sugar and all of this stuff that is available at eye level in all of the convenience stores and gas stations and supermarkets and whatnot. And so we have to really care to realize the divinity of existence cannot be thwarted. And even though they may distract you with media, distract you with the commentary of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, they have jobs, they're generating money, and they're being given sound bites and instructions, motivated to tell the lie or lose their jobs. And so we might as well just turn these people off. Because the reality of it is that we all are immersed in absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. It's divinely designed us and designed us divinely to be able to tap into exalted realms of thought. Conscious participation is these points of its own presence. And to be in a place where as a result of our realizing the detriment of the path of adulteration, where the shame, the game, the guilt, the blame, the degrees of unworthiness, undeservedness, that we're able to clear ourselves, our emotional bodies and mental bodies of these things, which are burdensome to our spirits, that put you in a place where you are consistently inebriating, intoxicating, trying to get high and find fun everywhere other than being in the light that allows for the true joy and blessedness in being to be your absolute reality. And so in our now moment, I'm encouraging you to realize that if there were some real concern about your respiratory health and the COVID-19 coronavirus frequency, you would not be wearing masks to inhibit your oxygenation. You would not be wearing latex or rubber gloves or whatever the substance of which there could be, whatever, to get into your skin to block your pores from breathing on your hands. And you would not be using all of these chemical antibacterial sanitizers and whatnot would that seep into your bloodstream and undermine your immune system at another level. So if you really were consciously caring to respond correctly to any threat of your life, then you would not be feeding off the flesh of dead animals, dead cows, dead pigs, dead turkeys and chickens and hens and crocodile and alligator and monkey brain and squirrels and all of the deer and all of the things that people eat, if you were really concerned. Because to be in a place where you're co-conspirating with your own cellular oppression and bringing more viruses and bacteria into your body and pathogens and worms and organisms, because you have to literally either the meat that you eat, the flesh of dead animals that you're eating, it has to be filled with so many chemicals, the chemicals that make it look as though there's someone still breathing in it in terms of having arterial blood, or enough preservatives that it doesn't rot at all, and therefore it's just going to sit in your body and the maggots and the parasites and whatnot can't form because it's too much chemical. But I'm just saying is that all of the excess weight that people are carrying is the evidence that they are consuming that which the body does not recognize as food. And as perfect as life is, perfection is an inherent part of existence, whether you are acknowledging it or not. Your brain does not need you to tell it what to do, nor does your heart. And nobody turns the sun on and off or has the world spinning here, there, or otherwise. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we are completely dependent upon forces that man has nothing to do with for our very lives. And then you are risking your life for the things that men create. And these men who don't have any real love for us, who are the great-great-grandsons of the ones who participated in the Jim Crowism and hanging us and beating and sodomizing. I'm just saying it's generations of people, and it may go back a few hundred years, several hundred years, same lineages of people, same people, different time, but we're just having to come to a point and place where we will take full responsibility for being able to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And I'm saying the mask and the gloves and all of that are not a needed thing because you are already a walking detriment to yourself. And to have turned your body that should be the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses into cemeteries for rotting carcasses. The coronavirus, it can't do anything for you other than to motivate you to cleanse. Yay, corona. You understand? Otherwise, you understand, it's all manipulation. It's manipulation. And you all have to have PhDs and medical doctors and all of these ones to tell you, because see, the light allows you to see it. You understand? That's why there's a wisdom in knowing what to ask for. And you're asking for more and more and more money when you're already on a cataclysmic ride with demise and a detriment to yourself. It's not wisdom. So ask for the wisdom to be in a place and space where you can see through the lies, that you can get beyond the insecurity and the fear, that you can listen to the ones that have the light as opposed to you dealing with all of the speculation and the liars and the ones who are perpetuating global genocide. And we cannot participate with it. You know, so the people themselves, we ourselves, are much more numerous than those who are supposedly the ones who are in the positions of power, the billionaires. But how do they get their billions except from masses of people? Now, if the people themselves come to a place in space where the least of what you do is to stop buying the flesh of dead animals and consuming it and feeding off of it, stop buying the eggs, you know. Why deny the chicken its right to perpetuate itself? I'm just saying is that a people who feed off of the progeny of other ones, when you should be feeding off of fruit, vegetation, and the things that literally promote cellular regeneration, the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, to help facilitate the alkalization that is the regeneration of the cells. We should regenerate ourselves. But when your body is filled with so much acid from the carcasses, from the fetuses, from the alcohol, from the tobacco, from the white sugar in your products, then the cancer is in formation. And as a result of having a couple of generations that have been raised up on fast food, hamburgers, ground up dairy cows that were fed other creatures and whatnot, then understand there is a greater pandemic that is on the horizon, but most of you will probably die before that one reaches anyway. I'm just saying, we either really need to get real clear about what you're living for and to realize that the spirit of the living God and Goddess is much greater than anything that man can create. So are the elements of the earth. Mother Earth is much more dynamic and greater than anything that man can fabricate from the earth directly. But I'm saying that when you are not feeling well, when you are challenged to truly be rejoiceful in feeling the blessedness in being as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, when you can't really look at life and look at the sky and look at the greenery and feel the breeze and whatnot and be able to rejoice in the divinity of existence itself, then that's because you are experiencing the hellaciousness of cellular oppression, devitalization, insufficient nutrition and mineralization, acidity, toxicity, dehydration, inebriation, intoxication. I'm saying the people who facilitate multi-trillion-dollar business in creating such a vast violation of the real estate of being directly. See, they got y'all investing in polished wood, metal, and stone to the detriment of yourselves. And so whatever they're trying to do, what Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the intelligence of existence are going to do in raising completely up to be in the progression of consistent unfoldment. You understand? See, that's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is, that it is always exalting the full effort in its ever greater expansion and unfoldment of consciousness. And so we should be aligning with it and attuning to it. And I am amazed at how many ones who would seem to be really, really conscious bought into this lie. Well, they say, oh, well, all of these people are dying. What people are dying? What people do you know who are not already sick have died? How many people do you know have died of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and whatnot? I'm just saying is that the pandemic has been on the forefront of everything, and you all have not been making any kind of stink about it, but continue to do the same things that created. And then you go to the funerals and go to the repasts and whatnot and eat the same garbage that killed the person that you're burying. And so do you care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are? Do you care to rise and go beyond what they say? Scientists are not really the ones who are giving you the truth. See, the womanhood, the sisterhood, you understand, the divine feminine, it sets the precedent for the progression of the people. The consciousness of the women, and for the women to be in a place and space where we have gotten licensed, certified, and degreed to perpetuate the same madness is crazy. To the detriment of your children, or to have women who send their children over here and then they make money taking care of other people's children. And then don't take care of the children because you don't know how to take care of children. And so we have to come to a place and space where we are no longer a detriment to ourselves. And that's how you have leverage over the forces of Satan, Lucifer, the devil, and all of the other ones who would prefer to be wrong than to be rightly aligned in the truth of the divinity of being directly, the ones who would prefer to be oppressive and capitalistic, the ones who would rather rob you of the wealth of yourself and then deny that you have any rights to anything, the ones who have so much abundance, so much food, and then they don't want to give anybody anything except that which has no substance. They'll give you the flesh of dead animals and white bread and whatnot, but all of this excess fruit and vegetation is there, but y'all don't want the fruit and vegetation. You rather feed off the flesh of carcasses. You rather eat all of this garbage. You rather smoke and drink and whatnot. And I'm saying, don't be afraid of the coronavirus. You already on the path of death. If you don't want to die and you don't want to be in a place where you have lived a life that was literally in violation, then get right with yourself. And be in a place where it really matters to you. You understand? And I know everybody's not in a place where they're doing that, but under the system of oppression that we have all come into, under a death culture where we had breakfast cereals and cow's milk and cheese and toast and bread and waffles and pancakes and pastas and rice and whatnot, and even if you didn't eat a lot of meat, all of that starch created all of this mucus that's creating all of the respiratory issues, the bronchitis, the pneumonia, the asthma, the sleep apnea, the COPD, and all of this stuff. Now, we're breatharian first. And to be in a place where you can't breathe. What does that mean? You suffocate in that body? Can you get out your body as a living being if you never exalted a full effort in your living? Are you able to get out of that body as a living being if you were committed to feeling entitled to be willfully disobedient in acknowledging the divine order and the perfection of your own gift and your own body temple? So, regardless of whether you are infected with the coronavirus, so know that if you are consistently and have been consistently feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of that, you are already immersed in so much virus and bacteria. If you've got skin issues and rashes, if you're itching, if you have halitosis or bad breath or whatever, and you've got bloated belly and bloated ankles and this and that, I'm saying the coronavirus is not your issue. You are your issue. You are a detriment to yourself because you refuse to exalt a full effort in your thought and your will to really live your life in the fullness of who you are. To embrace the now moment of knowing that it's all right to be still. You understand? The economy didn't stop. You know, even though some people had opportunity not to be working, you know, some of us, we've been working the entire time we've been here. So to have a break, yay, you understand? But then you still allow these people to dictate to you what goes on in your own home with your own children. You have no autonomy. You have no right alignment. You're dependent upon others who have no light and no wisdom to dictate to you how you live your life. And I'm saying that your life is your gift. You'll never have anything greater. But to invest in that which can be burned up and destroyed and taken from you is not a wise investment to the detriment of yourself. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourselves. Invest in your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration so that you are truly cultivating the wealth of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. And we should be supremely intelligent enough to know that these people who have yet to do anything about the genocide, who have been consistently incarcerating people, now everything that they incarcerated everybody for has become legal. The numbers running is now the lottery. All of those who were jailed for possession of marijuana. Now it's all legal and everybody's got it and countries are investing in it. I'm just saying is that, you know, we need to come to a point in place where we will no longer participate and see a boycott of the death industries, our exalting a full effort, a full life's urge, and honoring the divine design of our body temples, and know that we must be oxygenating, we must be hydrating, we must be mineralizing, we must be alkalizing for regeneration, and opening up all channels of elimination so that all of those nitrates and nitrites and chemicals and synthetics and flavor enhancers and all of these behavior modifying substances can literally be flushed from our systems. And therefore, you are not only able to gain the clarity of mind that comes with that, you literally are able to create the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and all of these things, but a bloodstream that allows you to walk into the consciousness and to walk as a point of consciousness of this absolute and supreme intelligence that you refer to as God. My Father and I are one. These people have no power and authority over the intelligence of existence. And the only reason they have any power and authority is because they manipulate, they lie, they thieve, they spin it, they are delusion into thinking that there is some gain that they get just because they have been so abundantly supported in their products and services and whatnot. But we're in a place and space where we have to come to the forefront of where our gifts are, who we are. What are we here to do? Surely the intelligence of existence did not birth us into this realm just to suffer and die, or to be complicit with our own genocide and our own demise. And so exalting a full life surge and understanding that life is absolutely divine and we should be functioning as divine parts of it. Your in and out moment that is yours to embrace, but we cannot continue to follow those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. And we should be self-governing. As each one of us begins to really, truly reverence and appreciate and love and worship the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes, to realize that we each have our gifts. And where there is cellular oppression, then there is creative oppression, oftentimes distortion. And we see those ones who have become delusionally wealthy in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, as that which you can be educated and certified and degreed to manage. But to understand that life is for living, and the wealth and the prosperity is in living harmoniously as an intelligence of existence, with the intelligence of existence, realizing there is nothing but intelligence that is existence itself, and that we don't have to envy other ones for their share. We have to cultivate what we've been given. And this is what makes life so dynamic and so beautiful, is that we each have the opportunity to be radiant in the hue of our own gifts, talents, skills, and abilities as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our time to know that you get what you ask for and apply yourself to, but if you keep asking to be willfully disobedient and disrespecting, dishonoring, and violating yourself, then know that there will never be any wealth that you could truly have, because money will never have the value that we should have in full, vivid self-expression and self-representation as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we refer to as God. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama.